Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Bishop Henry. Just for a few moments, I just want to talk about an issue, the comparing church, fellowship, kingdom. A few words we toss around in our church world that I think we need to have just a little bit of clarity on just before just need some clarity on, because there are a lot of people who are fighting against what God said that he loves. Jesus died for the church. The church is his bride. Yet people talk about, I don't want church, I want kingdom. Yet the scripture is clear. The scripture is very clear that Jesus died for the church, and that the church is the way we come into the kingdom of God. Yet people act like church is opposed to kingdom. And it's sad because we are frowning upon that thing that God said that he loves. Jesus died for the church. He purchased the church with his own blood. He redeems the church. He does not redeem the kingdom. He redeems the church. The church brings us into the kingdom of God. Matter of fact, the church is the door into the kingdom of God. Yet people act like they have an issue with the kingdom, with the church, excuse me. They act like they hate the very thing that God loves. And it's sad because I see it online. I see it in church. I see it in a lot of places I go. People talk about, y'all just want church, but how about the kingdom? Then why are you in the church in the beginning with? Why do you go to church? Why do you even preach from a Bible where God said that he died for the church? He purchased the church with his own blood. He named the church. He said he is the head of the church. But you said that you don't want the church. You don't want that Christ loved, that Christ built. Because he didn't say, I'll build my kingdom. He said, upon this rock, I will build my church. And he says this one, that the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Hell, Hades, the underworld, darkness, the evil one, shall not prevail against what he desires to build. He loves the church. But yet we got church folks out there who do not love the very thing that God created. God made it. He organized it. He orchestrated it. What's your problem then, my brothers and sisters? God calls us to build the church. Now, one more thing, because I don't have a long broadcast, but I just want to hit a few things very quickly. What are we trying to build? That's what I want to ask you. I was talking to a brother the other day about this thing, and I told him these words. God never called us to build a fellowship. He never called us to build a fellowship. We got a lot of bishops and a lot of apostles who are trying to build fellowships. But God never called us to build a fellowship. But he did call us to work with him to build a church. And he said, not upon this fellowship, I will not. He didn't say, upon this rock, I will build my fellowship. But he did say, upon this rock, I'll build my church. And the gates of Hades, the underworld, the evil one, all this will not prevail against it. What are you building? What are you building? Bishop, apostle, what are you building? Are you trying to build a church, or are you trying to build a fellowship? I understand we're in this age where people want to be independent, people want to be free-minded, people want to do what they want to do, they have their own mindset, they have their own way of doing things. But brothers and sisters, the Bible is clear. Jesus said, I didn't come to build a fellowship, I came to build a church. And I ask you today, what are you trying to build? Because you're trying to build something that God said he never called you to build. He did say build a church. And we wonder why there's so much division in the body of Christ. And he said, don't let these divisions, these factions, these schisms be named among you. But yet we have people dividing. They're in fellowship with you today and out of fellowship with you tomorrow. They love you today and they hate you tomorrow. They work with you today and they claim that God gave them a new revelation and they're out of fellowship with you tomorrow. But that, the Bible says that he said, I'm going to build a church that the gates of hell, he didn't say I'll build a kingdom. The kingdom is already established. He established the it is through the church that the kingdom manifests itself in the world. But he said, upon this rock I will build a church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. Fellowships come and go, but the church is going to last. I said it again. Your fellowships will come and go. They'll rise up today and fall down tomorrow. God never promised to build a fellowship, but he did promise to build a church. He loves the church. He calls it in the Greek ekklesia, the called out ones, the chosen ones. He said in Peter that the church is a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar, special people. He loves the church. But yet people say, I don't want church. I want kingdom. So are you rejecting the very thing that God said that he loves? Are you saying that you oppose the very thing that God said that he loves? People talk about, I don't want religion, I want relationship. Yet the Bible said God established. Paul says these words, that God established the Jewish religion. Religion is just a system of way we worship, the way we believe and the way we worship. Matter of fact, one time in the Bible that the word religion is mentioned, it is mentioned in a good context. Yet we have folks who fight against religion and talk about, how can you have a relationship with him without religion? Because religion is how you worship. It's what you believe. We got a lot of cliches we use in the church that don't even agree with Scripture. We have a lot of things we say in the church that don't even agree with the Bible. We got people that fight what God loves. He calls the church out. He calls the church the elect lady in Scripture. I know some of your pastor wives are using that title because they don't want to be called first lady, because they assume that they're called first lady, then their husband can have a second lady, a third lady, a fourth lady, a fifth lady. That's kind of a little on the crazy side, because what you look for, you'll get. But the church is called the elect lady. Oh, my God. Hiya. Thank you, Jesus. The church. He said, I will build a church. And he said, I will build a church that the very gates of Hades will not prevail against it. I'm not going to be long today. I just want to throw some stuff at you, because we have so many people with all these crazy cliches about this and that and that and this that don't even make any sense, that don't even agree with what God has in his holy and his sacred word. He didn't call us to build a fellowship, but he did call us to build a church. He said, go ye therefore, teach all nations. The word teach there is the word that the word means to make a disciple, a disciple of what all nations. The word nation there in the Greek is ethnos. It means people, nation, tongue. Go make disciples of all people, baptizing them in the reality of who God is. God is one God, but he is still Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Baptize them into the reality of who God is. And then he said, lo, I am with teaching. And then he said, teach them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And he said, I will be with you always, even until the end of time. He called us to build a church. You're trying to build a fellowship. And you're saying, God called me to build a fellowship, when the scripture never said he calls you to build a fellowship. But he did call you to build a church. Am I talking to anybody here today? We have people that give us a hard time. They act like they hate the very thing that God loves. They act like they cannot even stand the very thing that God loves. They tell, oh, you operate in church, but you're not operating in kingdom. But the Bible, there are times in the Bible where the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, is synonymous with the ecclesia, with the church. There are times that the church and the kingdom are not synonymous with each other. So how can you hate something? I'm just trying to really reiterate that in the last few minutes I have in this broadcast. I'm trying to get that into you. How are you going to hate something that God loves? How can you say I'm not operating in something that God loves? He loves the church. He purchased it with his own blood. He died for the church. He came to redeem the church. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. My brothers and sisters, they was trying to find out in Acts when God was going to establish the kingdom. And he tells them, it's not given to your hand to know the times and the season, but you shall receive power. Dunamis, power, explosive, power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You shall be matero, witnesses unto me. You shall demonstrate the kingdom. How did the church demonstrate the kingdom? By going building churches and making disciples. That they demonstrated by worshiping God. They demonstrated by healing the sick and raising the dead. The church is the manifestation of the kingdom of God on earth. And he says to that church, whatsoever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatsoever you loose on earth is loose in heaven. My brothers and sisters, you need the church. People say, I don't need the church. I don't need to go to church. I don't even need to go to hear a preacher. But the Bible said, how can you hear without a preacher? And how can he preach except he be sent? You need a preacher. You need somebody that God has called. People say, well, I don't need no man that's weak just like me. But God said in his word that I place a great treasure in an earthen vessel so that the glory may be of God and not of us. If you could do it by yourself, then God will never call preachers. You are contradicting the word when you tell somebody, I don't need a pastor, I don't need a bishop, I don't need an apostle, I don't need an evangelist, I don't need a prophet. When God said, I gave these ministries to the church. Notice, not to the kingdom, but I gave them to the church for the edifying of the body of Christ, because the body of Christ is called what? The church. For the upbuilding, to bring us all in unity of the faith, in the knowledge, fullness of the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, to get rid of all division and strife among us. You and I, we all need the church of Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, build the church. Stop building your empire. Stop building all this other stuff you're trying to build. And build God a church. Build him a church. You cannot operate in kingdom if you're not working through it, through the church. Lord, have mercy. God, I feel like preaching right about now. I got a sermon on that. Because the church means the called out ones. Kingdom is God's dominion, a king's dominion. It's called kingdom because it's a king's dominion. So whatever you see him do in his kingdom of heaven, you make it happen on earth. And the church operates the kingdom of God. Is God M-O-M-O, his method of operation, his method of doing things. The church operates because the way you get in the church is the same way you get in the kingdom. So they must be one and the same. Because like I said, there are scriptures that calls it one and the same. There are some scriptures that refers to them to be two different entities. But there are many scriptures that calls the church and the kingdom to be synonymous with each other. Why are you rejecting the very thing that God loves? He loves the church. He died for the church. He purchased the church. And he said, upon this rock, I will build my church. And he said, the very gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Love the church. Fight for the church. Join the church. Be a part of the church. Work in the church. Find God in the church. Come hear a word in the church. Come get delivered in the church. Lord, have mercy. When you hear Hebrews 10 and 25, when you see the day of worship approaching, the Bible says, encourage each other even the more. Tell them, Sunday's coming. Wednesday is coming. Whatever night you have Bible study, you tell them, it's coming. Get yourself together and let's go to church. Let's go to church. My name is Bishop Henry. And for the past 15 minutes, you have been listening to the apostolic voice. Remember, God calls you to build a church. He didn't call you to build a kingdom. Grace and peace. Well, I actually got a few more time. I thought I was out of time. Well, anyways, remember that. For the last 36 seconds here, let me just remind you, go to our website, coaab.org. Log on to it. Check out what we got going on at the Congress. Keep posted. We're going to try to do some things this year at the Congress in September that's going to be a major thing. So you pay attention to the news on television. Hopefully we'll be able to get some things put out there in the news venue. Pay attention to our website for some change in the Congress. Pay attention to what God has doing through us and with us. We have a syllabus that is being tweaked and all of that. You can get the syllabus, too. It's going to be available to you. All of that. God bless you. You have a great and wonderful day.